Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another installment of our segment Investing Shorts, where we talk all about mindset and what you can do as a listener to move towards your goals based on what our guest has to say about that. So very happy to welcome Alex Jarbo back to the show. Alex, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone, Alex is an amazing short-term rental developer and operator. He develops log cabins and, you know, he's working on some bigger projects in the Asheville neighborhood, and his show was really informative. So definitely go back and check it out. Today, I want to ask you, Alex, how have you made progress towards your goals in the short-term rental space? And how has your approach to mindset impacted that?
Yeah, I mean, mindset is huge. Outside of mindset, I think something that's even more important to that, that you can sort of lean back on a little bit, is I think having a framework for like your goals is very important. So not just writing your goals down on a piece of paper and just sticking them up on the vision board and calling it. I think having a framework is super important on sitting down maybe 10 minutes, minimum, maximum 10 minutes, and just writing out what you're going to do the next day. A really good framework that I have followed is the One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. That is a pretty good framework to follow when it comes to time blocking, setting aside 3 hours a day to work on your one thing. And then another good framework is 12-week year, which sort of plays on some of the principles taught in the book, The One Thing. But outside of mindset, I would say like the biggest thing is making sure that there's a framework to that you can just follow on a daily basis, because that helps with the mindset stuff as well. It's like having a big goal, but also having a framework to help you achieve that goal.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I guess I kind of put all of that together. So when you say framework, do you mean like, you know, this is my big goal, and so in order to get to that, I need to get to these goals. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And breaking it out in a small way and just having a schedule is very important. At least it's very important to me. Mm-hmm. Like I know for me, my one thing is looking at properties, like 2-3 hours a day, I'm looking at properties, and then also content creation, because I have my own YouTube channel, I write blogs. But your one thing can change like on a daily basis, but as long as you're dedicating 3 hours of uninterrupted time to like your most important task for the day, that's very important to knock out that big task, because it makes it seem like all the other tasks just become easier or unnecessary, honestly.
For sure. Yeah, I think that's such a good tip. And it's definitely something I'm working on implementing in my current, is just that 3 hours of uninterrupted time. Do you have like a specific period of every day, or are you just like making sure you have a 3 hour block every day that you, or is there a rhythm to it?
Yeah, it's plugged in and everyone is different here. Yeah. I've realized the most productive time when I am the most clearest is between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I usually can get most of my email. I like to wake up earlier, work out, and then knock out all my emails. And then my block is usually in that time, 10 to 1. And then I'll eat something after that. But if I can't, for some reason, like with the construction stuff, if I have to be on site or taking care of stuff, I'm also very clear in the evening, like at night, between say like 7 to 10 p.m. after I've eaten as well. So those are usually my two blocks. It's either 7 to 10 or it's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter. For sure. Yeah. I think that's so great. And that you figured that out and made sure, because as entrepreneurs, people with flexible schedules and, you know, maybe different things, demands on our time, just important to have some kind of regularity to your day to make progress on those big things. Because there's so many little things, right?
Right. And for people who are like transitioning into doing the entrepreneur stuff full time, the 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. block has always been super helpful for me when I was making that transition. And maybe that's why I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
It's just everything's quieter too. You're not being bugged with emails and phone calls all day.
I agree. I love working when it's crappy outside. I don't necessarily feel the same way when it's nice outside.
Yeah,
when it's not nice outside, I really love working on weekends and nights because it's just, yeah, that quietness, just something about it for me personally just really allows me to focus on deep work.
Yeah. And there's no burnout that comes from it. If you're enjoying your work, it doesn't matter how many hours you put in because you're enjoying it.
Yeah, for sure. And you have a strong why behind it.
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's, I think, really helpful. Let's see. We just talked about the one thing, the 3 hours a day. And then you mentioned the framework.
The 12-week year has also been very important. So that was a book I read last year. It's really cool because you set your New Year's resolution at the beginning of the year and you're like, I want to achieve this goal by the end of the year. And then you read that book and you're like, what if you achieved your 12-month goal in the next 3 months? And it's sort of, there's a mindset switch there when you put a very strict timeline on your goals like that. If you do achieve your 12-month goal in 3 months, then you can go out and do that again and again and again. It's almost like you're achieving 4 years worth of goals in that 1 year.
Yeah, totally. That is very powerful. It also seems like, have you been able to do that so far?
So the biggest thing was the capital raising was the first time I actually applied. That was like, I think I had a goal of raising, what was it, like 5 million in the year. And then I was in the process of reading that book. It's crazy how quickly your goals can actually start moving when you just apply, say, 3 hours a day to your goals. Yeah, it was just very interesting. Like I raised that capital in the first 3 months just by doing podcasts and introducing myself to and just telling people what I was doing, like just in my normal day-to-day life. And I mean, just I was introduced to the right people, but it happened within 3 months.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, and that's just so powerful, right? To be able to set those, to be able to accomplish what you wanted to accomplish in a year in 12 weeks. So very cool recommendation. Well, thanks so much, Alex, for coming on and sharing those, you know, those two tips, 12-week year, 3 hours a day towards your goals. If you're making that transition, thinking about that 7 to 10 p.m. block, really, really helpful stuff. Well, thanks so much. And will you now share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Yeah, you guys can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty on there all day. And then I have a YouTube channel called Alex Builds where you guys can reach out to me there. And if you guys are interested in the short-term rental stuff, that's all I talk about in that YouTube channel.
Awesome. Well, listeners, I want to make sure that you don't leave this show without remembering one way to take action to press forward towards your goals. So please do one of these things. Read the 12-week year and pick one goal that you want to work on 3 hours a day, the most one important thing. Do those things and you'll make tremendous progress. So thanks so much, Alex, for coming on the show and we'll see you all next time.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.